In a world of internet content comes two of the unlikeliest of heroes.
What do you want to do tonight, Brain?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky.
One is a nerd. Well, actually, both of them are nerds.
You can't do that, it is hexproof.
Arcane Lighthouse, bro.
Damn it! Join them as they face the masses.
Clearly, you have no concept of dwarven military tactics.
Overcome the odds. Find love.
I'm sorry, but our princess is in another castle.
And try to save the day, even though there's tons of people who are more qualified.
Bum, 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 na, 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 na.
Eric.
I'm not good at these.
Joshua.
I like math.
The Nerdsters.
This podcast is not yet rated. Welcome to Nerdsters. I am Joshua.
And I've been drinking already. Just kidding, I'm Eric.
You're both.
Yeah, I am.
It's 8 in the morning, bro.
Well,
somewhere.
You gotta,
not here.
Everyone's got to have a hobby.
That's true. You picked a good one.
I think so.
There's worse things you could do.
See?
Coke. That's one of them.
Boom.
Crack. That's another one.
I'm already like...
I'm already...
What's that, too high on the list?
Literally. You're above coke and crack.
Wowzer powser.
But you're under stamp collecting.
That would be bad.
That's somewhere in the middle.
That's. We're a podcast where we're a bunch of nerds and we're making fun of stamp collecting. I don't know if we have enough street cred for this.
I think we just lost half of our demographic.
There we go.
Okay. Moving on. We do love stamp collectors. I mean, send me a picture of your favorite stamp at Nerdster Josh.
Yeah, definitely do it. But don't tweet me because I don't want to see it.
No, actually tweet... Nerdster E. Show him all your stamps.
Seriously, actually, if you do collect stamps, because they're I didn't even know they still exist, to be honest with you.
They got to.
I mean, I'm sure they do, right? People still mail things.
I don't mail anything.
I haven't mailed things in years.
I pay all my bills online.
This is already a tangent.
We're not good at this.
No.
How are we on issue 4?
We peaked just now.
We did peak. I hope everyone enjoyed the movie promo.
Which we are coming out with later...
To be determined.
Yeah, that one.
We're still holding open casting because we can't afford anybody good.
It's like Mega Man. In the year 20XX, we're going to come out with something. Or the Terminator.
We can't even afford to play ourselves, so if you want to apply to play me or Eric...
By paying us money? Is that what you're telling them to
do? Yeah, you pay us to be in our movie.
Okay, I dig it.
Right? That's how it works.
Awesome. Okay, well, we figured it out.
There we go. Keep the train, keep it rolling. Hey, Eric, you got any news?
I do have news.
I love when you have news.
Yeah?
No.
I didn't think so. Guess what?
Yes.
I'm going to go through the news anyway.
Okay. I mean, if we must.
We must.
Can I have a beer then?
No.
You drank them all.
I did. I'm so good at this. Got the news ready to go. Already drank all the alcohol.
You're on top of it.
I am.
You're prepared.
I was prepared.
You were prepared.
I was.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, DC Lego Supervillains coming out.
Really?
Yeah, new video game. That's actually going to be pretty sweet. Really? Have you played any Lego games?
No.
Okay. Well, they're awesome.
I've seen the Lego movie, the Batman Lego movie.
The Batman Lego movie? Imagine that, but...
That was hilarious.
That's literally the game, except you're the Joker.
That's
or
awesome.
Any of the other villains.
Condiment Man?
Maybe.
I hope so.
No, Condiment Man.
Damn.
It's never Condiment
but
Man.
It's ketchup and mustard.
Hey, you know what's more difficult than Condiment Man getting into a video game?
What?
Dark Souls Remastered.
Nice segue.
Also coming out. Boom! I am really good at this.
You're on
this
a
thing.
Roll. You need to drink more often.
Wow, okay.
I do not condone drinking more often.
He does.
I don't.
I mean, while we're doing a podcast, it's okay.
Yeah.
In the comfort and safety
of your
home.
You know, I condone you drinking more often because it makes for a better podcast.
That's accurate.
But to all our listeners, please seek help.
Boom.
Because you're listening to us, so obviously you need help.
Yeah, not the first part.
No.
Soul Calibur 6 is also coming out.
That's fantastic.
It is. I really like the other Soul Calibers. You get to play as Link. That was really super legit.
That sounds like it would be.
It was. Who else did you get to play as? Hayashi from Tekken?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just going around killing people as Hayashi?
Well, it's a fighting game. You're not familiar with the Soul Calibur franchise, clearly.
I mean, still, you're still killing them. It's not like you're beating them.
Technically, you're right. It's true. You said beat him up, and listen, I felt like double dragon.
Obviously, you have no sense of dwarven military tactics or Soul Calibur tactics.
Either one. I'm not good at either.
Either one of them. You can't use one for the other.
Most anticipated title out of the bunch of news.
Okay.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
I've heard stuff about that.
That's going to be legendary.
Yeah.
Or awful.
One of the two.
Yep.
Or both. Can it be legendarily awful?
I'm sure it could be.
Or awfully legendary.
Yeah, like the Star Wars prequels.
Those are just awful. There is no legendary about them.
Are you sure?
Positive.
George Lucas would beg to differ.
I have three words for you. Ready?
I'm listening.
Jar Jar Binks.
Wow.
Okay. Case closed.
That's hurtful.
The defense rests, Your Honor.
Look, emergency powers aside, we should finish the news.
Before we do.
Yeah.
This is a quick yes or no question.
Answer.
Did you start drinking before or after you saw Jar Jar Binks?
Let's not even talk
okay,
about that.
Okay, I rest my case. So what other news do we have?
Hey, personal favorite title coming out, Mega Man 11.
Yeah, that's your personal favorite?
Out of the news for this week, yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a side-scroller like the originals.
I love side-scrollers.
Yeah.
I miss those.
Me too.
I mean, I do like Sandbox, and I know on a previous issue I said I love Sandbox.
You
and things should be Sandbox. But I'm allowed to change my opinion when I want. It's America.
It's true.
I think you can do it in other countries too. But
probably.
I'm not from other countries.
All of Europe.
All of it?
Most of it.
Okay. Well, I'm changing my opinion.
Good.
Side-scrollers.
Do it.
Cool.
All right.
Canon.
New Spider-Man expansion content.
Oh, yeah?
You get to play as Black Cat.
You get to play as Black Cat?
Yes, Black Cat content confirmed.
Now, is it going to be like when you played as Mary Jane?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be like when you played as Spider-Man.
Okay, good.
But you're Black Cat.
Okay, that's good. That's
minus the web-slinging, because she's a cat, not a spider.
So she's just going to jump from
really
roof?
High.
Okay. From roof to roof?
Maybe.
And her power is that she's brings bad luck to everyone else around her, right?
Yeah.
She's not good luck. She's not Domino.
No, she's like the opposite of Domino.
So everyone around her is bad luck.
So by proxy, I guess she is Domino?
She has better luck from by process of elimination.
Yeah.
She eliminates all the good luck from everyone else, so therefore she's in a bubble of just luck.
Yep.
And I like it.
Cool deal.
Is there any other information about the DLC other than you play as Black Cat?
Yeah, three new outfits confirmed, including the original Spider-Man outfit.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing.
No idea what the second two are?
I've seen pictures, and you should definitely Google them. You'll definitely recognize some of them. Not going to spoil it.
The news isn't Josh Google something.
It is.
Is it?
Ready for it?
I don't read the show notes.
Josh, I have news for you.
Yeah?
You should Google it.
Okay. I mean, I Google other stuff.
See?
Why not?
Yeah. You have plenty of tabs left on your phone. It's fine.
I do. And viruses. Or both.
That's from an entirely different website.
That's from an entirely different Google tab. That's still open.
Hey, they're making an Adventure Time comic.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool.
It is. It's going to be called This is the End.
This is the End of Adventure Time?
I certainly hope not.
I mean, that would be bad to have This is the End as their first comic.
As the first comic, yeah. Probably the beginning.
So
but of the end.
This is the beginning of the end.
It could be.
You know what? I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it should be pretty good.
Just from that alone.
Old Lady Harley's coming out.
Old Lady Harley?
Yeah.
Like Old Man Logan. But Old Lady Harley?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Actually, there's going to be like five variant covers that look pretty cool.
So she's like a crazy cat lady?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, I'm sold already.
Crazy Joker lady.
I'm just really sold.
That's a good one.
I'm all sold out.
Let's see. Batman Dark Knight Detective. The Killing Joke novel's coming out.
Now, that's a good one.
Yeah, I love The Killing Joke.
Of all of the things that we mentioned...
That's your favorite?
If you haven't gotten any of them, get The Killing Joke.
Yeah, if you haven't read that, that's a legit comic.
Yeah, it's awesome.
New Bloodborne comic. It's probably going to be really hard to read.
Why? Because Rain
Insert,
Blood?
Rimshot. Because it's a hard game. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Comic?
Yep.
Okay.
Should be pretty cool.
Are they going to look like the original, or are they just, like, redoing it?
I don't think they're following, like, the exact images of the, like, characters.
Mm-hmm.
I know Dark Horse is doing it, so they usually do their own kind of take on the art, different spin, but it looks pretty sweet.
Good for them.
I'll probably check it out.
You check it out?
I was a pretty big fan of the Buffy show.
Yeah?
I did like it. Didn't watch Angel.
No.
No.
You're just like, I don't want this. I just want Buffy.
That's all I wanted.
Just Buffy all the time.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
You can't argue with that.
See?
Yeah.
Boom.
You got me there.
Slaying vampires.
Slaying vampires. Before it was cool.
Before it was. She was the hipster.
She was. Yeah.
At least they weren't sparkling vampires.
She would kill them.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be nice?
We should remake Twilight.
We have to go back.
But just put Sarah Michelle Gellar in there.
To the future.
Just to kill
all
the vampires.
Definitely.
Make it like a 5-minute movie.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch it too.
Yeah. He just comes out in the sunlight and then out of nowhere, boom, stake through the back of the chest.
I know who you are. You're a vampire. And then out of just nowhere.
Yep.
Done.
Yeah. And she just walks over and she's like, you'll thank me later.
Yeah.
And then
she goes to be
Kristen
both.
Stewart's just like, what? What?
She does it anyway.
Yeah.
That was her next line.
Yeah, she smiles at the camera. And by smile,
makes
I mean,
those weird breathe.
That's what it sounds like?
I think so.
Okay, I'll take it.
That was my impression of her.
That was your impression? That's
a
good one.
She gets to go be with Wolf Boy.
Yeah, that one. Jacob?
Is that who it is?
I think it is.
Were you team Jacob?
I don't remember.
Were you team Edward?
No.
All right, good. Fantastic.
All right. Hey, guess what?
What?
That's all the news I have.
Best part of the news.
Bam.
Good news is there is no more news.
Do you want to hear better news?
I do want to hear better news.
You just said you were happy about there not being news.
You got me in a box here, kid.
Mailed it.
Damn.
All right. Hey, no, but really great news.
What's the news?
We won the lottery.
We did win the lottery?
No.
Oh.
But.
You got my hopes up. This is what you did. You took my hopes and my feelings, and you put it in a balloon. So I want you to picture this.
Like the movie Up? That was really sad. You guys should really see exactly what's going on now, because it is glorious.
Use your visual. So I have a...
It's not a regular balloon, ladies and gentlemen. It's one of those snake balloons.
It is. So this is my balloon.
Okay.
My hopes and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that came out as good in audio as it did
in real life.
If I only entertained you, that's fantastic. But everyone gets the idea.
Man.
It's like old-time radio.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
They got my imagery.
Drink more Ovaltine.
Off my, exactly. Okay. Get by them war bonds. Okay. They understand what I was trying to say with my hopes and dreams. And you... Your
See, I thought
them.
You were going to go like with the pin thing. And then you started with the balloon flying everywhere. And that was it.
See?
I lost it.
Expect the unexpected.
It's true.
So what if we won the lottery?
That'd be a great question, answer. That'd be a great thing.
That'd be a great thing to talk about when you're drunk.
Yeah. I like
that
plan.
Which you happen to be, and that's what we're going to talk about.
I like this plan.
So,
it's a good plan.
Topic of today is if we won the lottery.
That's right. I have the show notes in front of me.
You do. And don't be like, well, what lottery is it? Just picture it's the biggest lottery ever known to humankind, okay? We're not going to come up with numbers here. It's not like I like math or anything.
Yeah, you hate math.
I hate math. Contrary to popular belief and false editing as after I leave your house. All
I
right?
don't know what you're talking about. Hey, what happens in the editing booth stays in the editing booth.
It gets listened to by all of our followers. Which, I hear our number is growing, so thank you to all of our followers.
Yes, thank you guys. You're awesome. We love you.
No idea what these segues
are. Actually things. Legitimately love you.
I do. I want to hug each and every one of you, but in a platonic way.
Yep.
Just, I mean that.
11 out of 10. Yeah. Would hug again.
Mm-hmm. Just maybe a one-armed hug, you know?
Hey, whatever they want.
Maybe one of those little dap hugs.
What you do is you go in for it and see how they react.
Yeah. Yep. And then if they don't want the hug, you just act like you're wiping something away. Like, oh, there was a fly there. I had to get it.
I go for the high five instead.
Okay, that's good.
Yep, that's my awkward non-hug hug.
So back to our million-dollar fantasies. So this is if we won the lottery, what we would spend that money on? What
kind in of regards to nerdy things.
Nerdy things we would spend that money on.
Yep.
Like, we wouldn't pay off bills.
That's, no.
That's for squares.
Yeah, that's and, disrespectful to the bills.
Yeah, they're going to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, we're just going to make more bills by buying stuff.
Almost guaranteed.
So we just might as well leave them there.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. So what would you buy? What is something you would buy?
Oh, man, I have all sorts of answers to this question.
Yeah?
Yes.
But I want you to go first.
Okay. First thing, I'd get one of every magic card ever created.
That's a lot.
It is. It's like 27,000.
You'd have to buy a place for all of your magic.
Yeah, I'd have a house for my magic cards.
Would it... The house be made out of your magic cards?
Oh.
Bro.
Next level. No, then they get rained on. My
sleeves.
House.
Sleeves.
They'd have to have hexproof. Can't be targeted by the rain.
Target enchantment.
Yeah.
All cards can't be targeted by rain.
Exactly.
Bam.
I would buy like the first issue of every comic for all my favorite characters.
That's fantastic.
Like Miss Marvel. Huge fan of her.
You are.
Especially when she went to Captain Marvel, vending Spider-Man number 9. I would totally buy that comic because I didn't when it came out, and I'm sad about it.
Sad panda bear.
Super sad panda bear.
Super drunk sad panda bear.
Yep. Definitely both of those.
All three of those.
All three of them. I would... Okay. Those are like normal things, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have a couple normal things too.
Next level.
Yeah.
You ready for it? I would build my own hobbit hole.
All right.
Full on, like...
Full on, legit hobbit hole?
Yeah. And I would live in it.
Like a recreation from the movies?
Except,
or your own?
I would build the actual straight from the movie set.
Hobbit hole?
Bag end.
That's awesome. I don't know if I could fit in that.
You could.
Could I?
Yeah, Gandalf does.
That's true.
He's tall as...
As tall as he is.
Yeah. As tall as a giant wizard.
He's X amount of height.
He even grows while he's in there sometimes.
Yeah, I mean...
Yelling at Bilbo Baggins.
Someone's got to yell at him.
I would get a cardboard cutout movie poster of Gandalf and just have him there. So every time I walked in...
You should get that anyway.
I should get that anyway.
You don't need a...
It's true. I don't need to win the lottery to get a cardboard cutout of Gandalf.
So when Eric's birthday comes up, somebody get him that.
It's on my Amazon wish list.
It is?
I don't think it exists on Amazon.
One?
I don't have an Amazon.
I think
actually, that's not true.
I think everything exists on Amazon.
It's true. It's definitely true. I have a huge Amazon wish list. I just keep adding things to it that I want to buy but can't afford.
I need to get Amazon
like
to
every,
get an Amazon wish list. Right now, I just have a wish list, which equals to nothing.
Well, let's hear your wish list.
Okay.
Now's your chance.
Well, some of the things I would get.
Yeah.
I would want to get more tattoos.
Okay.
I have a couple.
You do.
And some of them need to be finished. Like, I have the Avengers logo that needs to be finished.
Where do you have it?
On my gauntlet. I don't think that came out right. That was a bad joke.
Wow.
You should edit that out.
Oh, man.
Are you going to edit that out?
Nope.
Okay. Moving on. So
that's going to be at the end of this podcast.
Damn. You with those... What is it?
I'm the editor.
Post-credit scenes?
I can do whatever I want.
That's true. I don't like math, by the way. I'm going to pay for
He's
that to get taken out.
Lying.
I'm
don't
not
listen
lying.
To him. Tweet at Nerdster Josh. Just send him equations.
No, don't send me that. Please don't send me that. I'm just going to get like a whole bunch of tweets.
Lie.
I like math.
If you got a tweet and it was an equation, you would probably solve it just because you'd be so excited.
I don't know how to solve it. That's why I don't like math.
FOIL method.
I'd just be happy
I don't
someone,
know what that means,
I'd
but I remember it from school.
Be happy someone tweeted me.
Yeah.
Right? I was just
That's
saying
why
my,
you do
I'd
it.
Like it.
Yeah.
And then I retweet it. With a retweet with comment. Solve this.
Somebody else figure this out.
Someone
for me.
Else figure this out.
You don't have to be good at math to like it.
What?
I'm just saying.
Do you like math?
I do now.
All right, this is supposed to be what I'm buying with my money, not who likes math.
You could buy those implants from the Matrix and you would learn how to do math.
No. No math. So I'd get more tattoos.
Math.
I'd finish my Avenger logo.
Okay.
I'd sparkle it up with all those pretty Infinity Stones.
Oh.
I'd get one of the Nazca lines. The things in Peru that you see from helicopters.
Okay.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Sure.
Not NASCAR.
You'd get a like the actual lion?
No, not the lion. The lines. L-I-N-S.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I have an accent. It's called a stroke.
Wow. The right side of my body no longer works.
So, no. The one of the NASCAR lines, it looks like a condor.
Yeah.
I'd get that.
Okay.
I'd also get... Zelda tattoo I've been meaning to get.
I would probably get one of those too.
I would get from A Link to the Past the fairy.
The fairy?
Yeah.
In the bottle or out of the bottle?
Maybe out of the bottle.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe in the bottle.
Great fairy? The big one?
No, just one little one.
One
probably little in a probably in a bottle.
Probably in a bottle.
Yeah, this way in case I die, it can come off my body and come up and bloom bloom di-di-di-di-di-di-di.
Wow.
Boom.
I would like to watch that happen.
You'd have to kill me.
I don't want
to
do that, though.
Okay. You'd have to watch somebody kill me.
That would also be sad. Maybe I don't want to watch
There's
that
no
happen.
Factor in this where I don't die.
Yeah, you're...
That's step one. No, step one is getting the fairy.
Step one is getting the fairy.
Yeah, because if I do the death before the fairy, then it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't. Yeah. Put then that... you just tell everybody you don't feel so good.
Yeah. Just snap away.
Yeah. I don't want to go.
I'd probably also buy, I don't know, like every system. I have the majority of game consoles, but I don't have all of them. And my TV setup is kind of funky, and my cat likes to go behind my TV and unplug stuff.
They'll do that.
I don't think he's, like, pulling them out of the cord, but he's fat, so I think he just steps on it and gravity. Physics, okay?
Physics.
Yeah. So.
Hey, you know what that's derived from?
The next thing you would buy.
Oh, man. I would open up my own college of dwarven military tactics.
Nice.
That's what I would do.
You can teach everybody?
Yeah.
So, what's your friend's name? Who said it?
Oh, my coworker?
Yeah.
He, I would hire him, but I would hire him as the dean of admissions so that he couldn't actually teach dwarven military tactics.
So he couldn't teach it?
Yeah, he would just decide who learned it and then be sad that he couldn't tell them about
but
it.
But he could still say, you know nothing of dwarven military tactics.
He could.
Now go see Professor So-and-so.
Yeah.
Can I be a professor?
Well, is your name So-and-so? I thought it was What's-its-name.
No, you're What's-his-name.
Oh, I lost it already.
You did.
Okay.
Who's on first?
What's on second?
There you go.
All right.
So I could teach Dwarven Military Tactics.
You could. You could be Professor of Dwarven Military Tactics.
Yes. So in case this podcast fails, that's where I'm going.
You got something lined up already.
I'm not gonna have
We're that. Going places.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Wherever the bus stops.
At the College of Dwarven Military Tactics.
Bam. You know what I would get?
What would you get?
You know what I do? I would buy like a really big warehouse.
I'm listening.
And I would make it like completely an obstacle course. But it's all Super Mario levels.
So, Ultimate Ninja Warrior, but Mario.
Yeah, you remember, like, that, the show, You Got Guts, the kid show, all of that, but Super Mario.
Double Dare?
Yes.
Okay.
You would have to jump over a pit. You'd have to climb on top of boxes. I mean, I guess to make it interesting, I'd put shrooms and weed and cocaine in little star containers.
That sounds extremely illegal.
No, I have the money. Nothing's illegal when you have money, Eric.
That's true.
Okay. Maybe I'll hire people dressed up as Goombas and Koopas.
I would dress up as a Koopa.
I mean, you'd have to sign up.
A waiver.
A waiver, because you're going to be dressed up as a Koopa when people high off cocaine, so they're going to try and jump on your head.
They probably will, actually.
And then they're going to try and kick you.
Yep.
Into Goombas.
Yeah.
But I get to sit back
and watch.
To
see if they could get a one-up.
Yeah.
You should just film it, and you could make that a TV series.
And it would be better than the Super Mario movie.
Definitely better than the movie.
By leaps and bounds in cocaine.
Sometimes I wonder if that's what the show is about.
Is people on cocaine?
I mean, have you seen it?
The TV show?
To be fair, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
It's definitely influenced by some kind of narcotic.
Yes.
But then again, the game is, too.
That's fair.
I don't have a problem with that.
No, it's fine.
I'm not promoting. Came out great. I'm not promoting drug use.
Are you?
I'm not.
Okay.
Legally, we can't.
Okay.
So I am not promoting drug use.
You just.
I'm just saying,
about
if
it.
I had money, I would go somewhere where drugs are legal, and I'd make a warehouse so you can basically act like Super Mario.
Amsterdam.
I think that would be the perfect place to do it.
Got it.
You know.
I dig it.
Probably make like Overworld, and make like.
Would you play the music in the background while people ran?
Of course. I'd be at the soundboard.
They jump into a pipe. Do 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 do.
Yeah.
Do 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 do. Blah,
blah, blah. I'd take one section of it and make it into Desert World.
Oh, man. Little cactuses waving in the background.
Yeah. Like dancing?
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
I like it.
I'd even have somehow, I mean, with the money, it's possible, I would have some, like, the big evil sun that's in the sky that swipes down like some kind of eagle. I'd have that. I'd probably just buy an eagle.
Put it on like a hinge and just have it be the giant blade from the pit in the pendulum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just knock somebody out.
But paint it like a happy sun that's trying to kill you.
I should just basically make it an American Ninja Warrior.
Would you basically be like Lakitu. Is that what you would do? Have like a cloud box that you floated around in?
Yeah.
And you could throw spiny shells at people.
Oh man, that makes it even better.
Yeah.
Because we all know that I love spiny shells.
It's true.
With the soundboard so I can make sounds.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
You basically are Bowser floating around in that
Oh, man. What is it called?
I don't know. The weird upside-down hat thing that he floats around
from
in.
Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense.
I mean, if he does this, if you've seen it before.
He obviously has won the lottery.
Have you noticed that all bad guys do that? Dr. Robotnik does it. Dr. Wily does it from Mega Man.
What, flying around?
They all have that, like, bowl with a helicopter on the bottom.
I think they all shop at the same store.
Yeah.
I think that's
Villains Are Us.
Acme?
That's where they just get rockets from.
That's just rockets.
Yeah, that's all they have.
Rockets and huge slingshots.
And safes to fall on people's head.
Bam, that's what I need to buy. A huge slingshot. And
yes.
A Wile E. Coyote myself.
They sell those already. They make them at amusement parks.
Yeah, no, but I don't want an amusement park one. I want a legit huge slingshot and just that's how I go out.
Okay.
And then we can see if the fairy brings me back.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
Tying all my stuff in together.
There it is.
Alright. You got any more that you would spend on?
What else would I do? I would make my own... After I built my Hobbit hole, I think I would build my own Hobbit village. The whole thing.
You got to. You can't be the only one with a Hobbit
hole. I would move into like... Yeah, I would just move to New Zealand.
I'm moving with you.
Yeah.
I got my own Hobbit hole.
They have it there already pre-built. Maybe
Hobbit
I could
holes?
Buy that. Yeah.
So buy it.
Yeah. Then I would actually be living in the real Hobbiton that was made.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan.
I dig it.
I mean, we should just win the lottery so this happens.
Yeah, well, that's definitely the plan.
That's always the plan.
Yeah, win the lottery.
Win the lottery. Or rob a bank.
We never play, so that's the problem.
Yeah.
We don't condone gambling.
We're 0 of 0.
Yep.
We're N/A.
Not applicable.
And better than 0 of 0.
Better than 0/0.
Exactly. You know what else I would do?
What would you do?
I would get or buy or make the robot from Rocky IV.
That's a good one.
Right?
Okay.
Robot Butler?
So, have you seen The Robot Wars on Sci-Fi Channel?
I used to watch them.
Okay. I would get Johnny Five, and we could have him battle it out and see who wins.
Johnny Five would win. Johnny Five is a top robot.
Top robot. Ultimate hero.
He's the best.
Yeah.
I mean, off my head, I can think of, like, Iron Giant and Wally, but, I mean, Johnny Five is the top robot.
Yeah. Well, he's the first... I don't know, Terminator maybe. He's a robot.
Yeah, but Johnny Five still. I like Johnny Five.
I like Johnny Five. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Short Circuit, great movie.
That is a great movie.
If you haven't seen it before, you should watch it.
Which is crazy is because the Indian guy in that movie is a white guy.
Yeah, that was pretty awful.
Yeah.
It was the 1980s.
Yeah, the 80s.
Speaking of cocaine.
Yeah, speaking of cocaine, the 80s. Oh man.
Hey.
What a great time to be alive.
Great question. Speaking of being multimillionaires.
Okay.
Everyone knows that once you become a multimillionaire and you're independently wealthy,
you don't pay taxes.
That's true.
Okay.
And you become the president of the United States.
Yeah. Somehow.
For no reason.
No.
Wow. Politics aside, you get to be a superhero.
That it's kind of the law.
Yeah.
Like, that's one rule you gotta follow. Like, look. You're a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
You have all the money in the world to do anything. But now you're kind of obligated to be a superhero.
Yeah, so billionaire philanthropist.
Yeah.
Who would you be?
Who would I be?
Yeah.
Oh, because
because you won the lottery. So now you get
to be... So basically, either you're going to build tech like Iron Man, or you're going to build a suit and gadgets like Batman.
Yeah, those are perfect examples.
Because those are the only two, right? Billionaires? Superheroes?
Probably.
Moon Knight? No, Moon Knight's just crazy.
He's just insane and has a god that talks to himself.
Yeah, he's a mercenary.
That's
how he makes his money. Okay, well, let's just narrow it down to those two because it makes it a lot easier.
That's true because there's two of us.
Yeah, there you go. I'd be Iron Man.
You would be?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd be Batman.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't plan that out.
No.
That's great.
Did not talk about
that
this
pre-podcast.
That makes
a genuine podcast.
Yeah, you can't
okay.
tell.
Well, I feel like the Iron Man suit is just... all there. You get a talking AI that kind of helps you out.
That's true.
I don't have to reach for anything on my belt.
I mean, Batman would probably just throw tiny little EMP and turn his whole suit off, though.
But we're not saying who would win in a fight. We're
That's
saying
true.
Who it would be.
Who you? Okay.
I mean, if you're going to be Batman, I'm going to be Iron Man. It doesn't mean we're going to fight. Is that what you're trying to do? Are you trying to declare war right now?
I'm just saying, if you have a heart on you, it doesn't matter, right? Or fairy.
That's true.
So...
I'd have to... I don't think it would repair my suit. It would just bring me back to life.
That's
I'd
fair.
Basically be D.Va from Overwatch.
Okay. I dig
Essentially,
it.
Essentially, that's what I end up being.
All right, Doritos and Mountain Dew aside.
No, I mean, you got it, and you can wear different you know, kind of suits. He has so many. They do so many things.
They do.
The nano one from Infinity Wars is pretty bitchin'.
Yeah.
That's top.
You could do the superhero pose and have the suits around you.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
And it's cooler than wearing a mask.
Yeah. Well, you are wearing a mask. It's just a metal one.
That's called a helmet.
Is that what they call them?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's a helmet.
I'll buy it.
I mean, does Batman's mask protect his face?
I mean, as if it's Kevlar.
So, it's a Kevlar mask, so maybe that makes it a helmet?
I'm pretty sure in at least some of the films, the mask protected his face, and definitely in the comics.
So, let me get this straight. We're talking about who would you rather be, Iron Man or Batman. We're talking about what signifies a mask versus a helmet.
We've gotten way off track.
How did we get to 4 issues?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, why would you be Batman?
I'd be Batman for a couple reasons.
Okay.
Number one, coolness factor.
But I mean, Tony Stark is cool too.
Tony Stark is cool, but Batman. Not Tony Stark or Bruce Wayne. Batman.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Get the cape, the whole look going on.
Chilling at night.
Yeah.
Perched on rooftops.
Yeah, you stand on rooftops just looking out over Gotham.
Yeah.
So, first bonus.
All right, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Point to you.
Second bonus. That utility belt, it doesn't matter what you actually put on it, it does everything.
Okay.
It could be like pepper spray, a bottle of Cheese Whiz, and like 6
Bat
toothpicks.
Whiz.
Yeah, Bat Whiz.
Bat Whiz.
And that's a different thing.
That is. What's that? Guano? That shit?
There it is.
There it is. That's on the back of the belt.
It's on the back of the belt, yeah. Only comes out in case of emergencies.
Your case of guano.
Yep.
Guano.
Collect the whole set. So that's number one. Number two, you are basically a human ninja in ninja form.
Ultimate ninja.
Yeah.
Your top ninja.
Ninja squared.
Your top ninja.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because nobody ever beats up Batman.
Would you have a Robin?
No.
Okay.
Maybe a Nightwing.
Okay. Nightwing's cool.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to steal my shine. Let me be honest.
That's fair.
I know he has a War Machine, but he literally just sends a War Machine to do other stuff on like the other side of the world.
But I mean, I could do that.
Like, here's a suit that isn't that great, and I'm not going to upgrade it for you. Just go out and do your own thing.
I could do that with Nightwing, though. Nightwing, you know, go do your own thing.
Yeah, I feel like Nightwing...
Just live at my house and cooler. Pretend to be an orphan.
I feel like Batman is Justin of NSYNC, and Nightwing is like EJ. The cooler one. I think I'm mixing boy band, but you get the point.
You might be.
I'm a 30-year-old man. I shouldn't know.
That's fair.
Okay? That's my defense.
Yeah, if that statement is accurate, it's actually worse for you.
Exactly.
You've lost street cred.
Don't correct me. Or correct me, I'm a 30-year-old man, okay?
Getting old.
I am old. I can tell you when it's going to rain.
You've only,
just from my knee, right?
You've only got a couple years left before you can not be Iron Man anymore.
No, see, that's the thing. It doesn't matter how my knees are. I'm in an Iron Man suit.
That's fair.
It does all the everything for me. And I can fly. I'm kicking you with a robot leg, essentially. Okay, I can blast you.
You do have a robot leg.
Yeah.
And a chest cannon.
I can do a bunch of stuff.
Okay? I can do weird, cool, somersaulty flip things.
But not if you break your back. He broke his back and he couldn't hang around. He's like, oh, my back is broken.
Bat
can't do shit.
Can't hang around.
He had to hang upside down like a bat to
he
fix
did.
His back.
Well,
couldn't
hey.
Do nothing. What's your Kevlar? What's your Kevlar
what's
doing?
Your Kevlar got
against Bane? What's your Kevlar doing for you now?
Nothing. Making fun of his voice.
Point me. Plus, I mean, the Iron Man suit, you can style different colors. I mean, not Norman Osborn had the Iron Patriot, which is so much better in the comics than it was in the movie.
Yeah.
Leaps and bounds.
Oh, man. When he was the leader of the Dark Avengers, that was primo.
That was awesome.
Venom, Daken.
Mm-hmm. Bullseye.
Bullseye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a big fan of that.
That is a awesome strip.
Yeah.
Arc, I should say.
Arc. Yeah, storyline.
I mean, you can't go wrong. There is no wrong answer for Iron Man
I
or
think,
Batman.
Yeah, basically, you know, do you want to be awesome or awesome?
Yeah. It's basically like, hey, either way, you're rich.
Yeah, you're a billionaire philanthropist.
It's basically, do you want people to know that you're rich and you're in an Iron Man suit? Or do you want that anonymity?
Now we're getting into Finding Nemo.
Or do you want the seclusion?
Yeah, nobody gets to know who I am. I can just be my billionaire philanthropist self.
And then talk like this when I go out at night.
You don't want
to
do that.
I don't want to do that.
You should just get a voice modulator.
That's a better idea.
But not Ben Affleck's.
No.
That was bad.
I would just scream Martha a lot.
See, I could easily defeat you just by saying Martha.
That's fair.
You can have me in a winning predicament. I'd just be like, say goodbye to Martha for me. And you'd stop everything you're doing.
It'd be over.
Yeah. See, Iron Man won. Not that we were comparing.
No, not at all.
If you want to be Batman, that's cool. I have no problem with you being Batman. I would rather be Iron Man.
I would want to be Batman from either like the Dark Knight / White Knight series. Either one of those would be cool. Or Batman from the animated series.
That one was the best one.
Yeah. If we're going for a real life animated TV show.
I mean, Batman Beyond was pretty cool.
Batman Beyond was pretty cool.
I really like that.
I did too.
I really wish they would incorporate that into something live action, but you know.
Plus, I'd want to have Mark Hamill follow me around and just yell crazy things like the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that I would want anyway.
True.
Wonder how much he costs just for that.
Probably a lot of money.
Damn.
He's Mark Hamill.
Yeah, that's true. Well, once we win the lottery, we can afford that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's what I would do. I'd buy
Mark Hamill.
I'd buy Mark Hamill to just walk around and say crazy things in the Joker voice for me. Narrate my voice, my life in the Joker
forget
voice.
Luke Skywalker. Nobody wants to be involved with that.
So he can scream, no, that's not possible.
Yeah.
Be whiny.
Throw him off Cloud City.
Say that he wants to go check out the power converters.
Yeah. He's just pissed off all the time because he can't go to Tosche Station with his friends.
Yeah. No, be the psychotic Joker. Laugh.
Way better.
That's it.
Yeah, you don't want him to get eaten by Wampas.
No.
Have to put him in a Tauntaun.
Exactly.
Poor Tauntaun. I don't know about you, Han. Cutting Tauntauns open.
Nah, that's rude. I mean, they smell bad on the outside.
It is rude.
So I would be Iron Man, or have Iron Man suits. I don't think I'd be called Iron Man. I'd probably come up with a cooler name.
Better,
I wouldn't go with red and yellow. Unless I was Condiment Man. An Iron Man suit with condiment attachments.
Bringing it back. This is my chest ketchup cannon.
How about this? I combine both Condiment Man and Iron Man.
Okay.
So all of his gadgets are condiment based. So I can shoot ketchup and mustard and mayo. Sprinkle adobo.
Whoa!
Have a Thousand Island dressing. I think I just found my calling.
You might have. That's a pretty good idea.
It always comes back to food.
Make amazing sandwiches in the blink of an eye.
Condiment Iron Man.
Yeah.
That's a win.
That is a win. I would be Batman, but I would require there to be a Joker in my life at all times.
Always.
Yeah.
Which Joker?
Doesn't matter.
Really?
That's fair.
You might
it
wanna,
matters.
You might want to make an amendment on
that. Well, Mark Hamill for sure, right?
Mark Hamill's top Joker.
Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Then Heath Ledger. Yeah, I went there.
Okay. Heath Ledger's awesome.
Yeah.
So you'd rather have Jack than Heath?
I would.
I can see why, because I think Jack is more comic book based.
I want him to pull out a 6-foot-long gun and try to shoot me with it.
That's true. Yeah, that's more comic book zany.
Yeah, he's
like
more
the,
goofy.
I like the anarchy. That's why I like Heath better, because it's realistic, so it's anarchy.
You remember the time that we discussed the topic of this being if we won the lottery?
Was that what we were doing?
Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm remembers. I don't.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Well,
now
happened.
We're a
when
meme.
When you get... You know, to be a millionaire, you can change topics.
It's true. We don't need to talk about anything other than simply...
I mean, obviously, we would build Iron Man suits and Batman gear. We would probably combine the two and have a Batcave with Iron Man suits.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's...
That'd be cool.
Why choose? We have enough money to do both.
It's true.
Okay?
Yeah. There could be a bat pull into Tony Stark's tower.
Exactly.
All the way down. You slide down 300... floors.
And you can incorporate the utility belt onto the Iron Man suit.
Oh my goodness.
Because now you have so many places to hide it. It
my
just
mind
pops
is
out.
Blown.
You still got to keep the guano in the back.
It's the only place it can be.
That, man, I'm just picturing like the Iron Man suit but with the Batman logo glowing.
That'd be really cool. Shoot a bat symbol out at people.
Yeah.
Pew. pew pew.
That'd be awesome. You shoot batarangs from your wrist.
Yeah. We could just combine them all, right? We could have
do whatever we want.
Get the spider shooters.
Exactly.
The web shooters.
If I could create any weapon,
yeah,
probably other than the Infinity Gauntlet.
Well, okay, yeah. Any reasonable weapon? Yeah.
Probably Thor's hammer.
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
Meow meow.
Meow meow. Mm-hmm. Probably that.
It's a good choice.
Swinging it around.
What if you made it and then you couldn't pick it up?
Well, I'm definitely not worthy. I mean, it'd be for looks.
I just have it.
Whatever it's made, that's where it's staying forever. So I'd incorporate around it. Just be like, look, yeah. Just build it right here.
Just make it a nice centerpiece.
In this clay. I don't even have to worry about someone stealing it. No one's going to be worthy.
That's true.
So literally just put it anywhere.
Unless, you know, Thor comes to your house.
I doubt it. He's
probably
busy.
Not. Yeah, he's got stuff to do.
Doing other stuff, taking care of that hair.
Captain America. He could do it.
Yeah, he can.
Yep.
Depending on what comic you're reading.
Yeah.
Technically, Black Widow can.
Technically, Black Widow can.
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense.
It didn't, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it made for a funny storyline.
It did, and that's all that matters in life.
It's true.
Is that you entertain the people.
Which is why we're here.
Which is what we're not doing.
No.
No, it's a $1 million thing. So what else would you do with lots of money from the lottery?
I would still do this podcast.
I would too. We would actually be able to do it better.
Way maybe, better. Maybe. We would hire a production team.
Production, editors.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Funny writers.
Yeah.
We'd get Louis C.K. to write it for us.
Buy you more beer.
Yeah. Send him out for a beer run.
Just on a tap.
Yeah. That'd be a great time.
Yeah. Be awesome. We could probably make
Matt Groening.
Probably make the movie.
Yeah.
That we advertised in the beginning.
Yeah, the movie that we were coming out with in 20XX.
The Nerdsters.
Yep.
We could probably get James Gunn to direct.
He'd be better at it than we would.
Well, yeah, leaps and bounds. And he'd be like, fuck this. I'm not doing Suicide Squad 2. I'm doing the Nerds.
That's really why you want to hire him.
To just save so him. I want to save him. I'd spend all my money to save him, okay?
Every penny I have.
Every penny. Right?
Just make hashtag, Guardians 3.
Hashtag save James Gunn.
Hashtag save James Gunn.
Okay.
He needs it.
He needs it. I'm pretty sure Suicide Squad 2 will be better than 1 because he's doing it, but I don't want him doing it.
Here's the question. Do you actually go see it?
What, like to the theater?
Yeah.
Can we write it off as taxes yet?
Well, I mean, if you have millions of dollars, what do you care? You don't pay taxes anyway.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like now.
Yeah, well, you could buy your own movie theater.
I mean,
just watch it.
Technically, I would just watch it on set.
Okay.
I just go like to the screening.
And just watch the green screens.
Yeah.
See how horrible it was there.
Yeah.
And then make your decision.
I put myself into the pitch meetings and be like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
If I won the lottery, I would just tell them that what not to do.
The good thing I heard about it is that he doesn't like Jared Leto. So
I have heard that.
Jared Leto will not be a part of this movie.
Yes.
Therefore, it just got better by 50%. Just off that one thing.
Just off that one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he did that terrible of a job.
I mean,
okay, imagine this. A world without the Heath Ledger Joker, and then you saw Jared Leto as the Joker.
I guess that would be okay. That'd still make Hamill and Jack top Jokers.
Well, yeah, but they're top
still
Jokers anyway.
Still make Cesar Romero top Joker.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there.
You did. That's dirty.
I think I'd rather have Joaquin Phoenix.
He looks pretty good as the Joker.
He does.
Actually.
For the weird, you know.
I heard it and I was I know. This is almost. But then I saw him do it. I like Joaquin Phoenix, though. Basically, all his movies are cool.
Yeah. He's an interesting guy, so he plays interesting characters.
Yeah.
You know.
He's one of those weird character actors that only picks the things that he wants to do instead of just doing, like, any backup or, you know, slightly close to main role that he can.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I dig it.
I mean, with that kind of money, I'd probably make my own Batman movie. I'd probably try and make a good DC movie, being a millionaire.
Make it. You'd waste all your money.
I would. Well, I wouldn't. I'd hire some Marvel people so they can
help
me out.
They should just sign their rights over to Marvel and tell Marvel to make all their movies and then have Marvel sign over all their rights to their TV shows. and tell DC to make all their TV shows for them.
That would be a perfect world.
It would be.
But with our money, we can make it happen.
Iron Fist got canceled.
It did get canceled. I saw that coming.
Yeah?
Well, not canceled. Probably just stopped.
Did you see it coming, or did you not watch it so you couldn't see it coming?
I saw the first half of the first episode.
Wow. That good, huh?
I couldn't get through it.
Yeah, I heard it was...
But to be fair, I can't really get through any kind of comic book TV show.
Really?
I got through Luke Cage, except for maybe the last episode.
Have you watched any of the DC stuff?
I've tried numerous times to watch Daredevil, and I can't get through
it. That's Marvel.
I know. Oh, you said DC. I thought you just said stuff.
Oh.
Sorry. I haven't watched... I think I've watched like an episode of Gotham.
You should watch The Flash.
Yeah?
Yeah. That show's awesome.
Oh, what? The CW or whatever it is? Maybe.
It's on Netflix, I think.
Is it awesome?
It is actually awesome.
Is it awesome in compared to TV shows, or is it awesome compared to other comic book TV shows?
It's awesome compared to both of those things.
Okay. Maybe.
It's like the Bob's Burgers of comic book shows.
Bam. I know what I would do.
Okay.
Everything that I just said, don't forget it because I still want to do it.
Sure.
But this goes up on the list.
First one.
I'm going to put H. John Benjamin in a Marvel movie. I don't care what as. I just want to put him in a movie. We can find a role. There's so many characters. We can put him as something.
That's true. There are so many characters.
That he would be good at.
What if... Hear me out.
Okay.
H. John Benjamin took over Stan Lee's cameos.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
I would.
I could see it happening.
Who could he play?
Anyone. He's H. John Benjamin.
He is H. John Benjamin.
Although his voice is basically that... He's got to be that lazy guy that doesn't really want to do anything.
I mean, I know they already kind of had it in Deadpool, the first one, but he could be Hydra Bob.
He'd be great as Hydra Bob.
That'd be great.
He would be. He would have, but... Okay, question.
Another one.
Yeah.
Listen here, Beyonce. What's with all these questions?
Does Hydra Bob then outshine Deadpool and steal the spotlight?
He should get a spinoff. Have him in a scene with Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool, and then just give him his own Hydra Bob.
He's the angel of the Deadpool universe. I'm going back to Buffy.
You are. I'd also make Venture Brothers a live action TV show.
Could we be the Venture Brothers?
No, we would be the henchmen.
Oh, I like that idea even better.
Yeah, we would be the henchmen. I don't want to be the Venture Brothers. They're idiots.
I want to be Mrs. the Monarch.
Okay.
Yeah. I can
see that.
That'd be great.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Not the Monarch himself.
No, not the Monarch. Mrs.
the Monarch.
Mrs. the Monarch. Oh, man. I love the henchmen.
That would be great. Then we have to get, what's his name, to play Brock, though.
The guy who does the voice?
Yeah, because he's great.
He's huge.
He is. I think in real life, he looks like Brock.
Yeah. I forgot who he is. He also does Kronk.
Yeah.
And
Kronk's, or Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah. And Kronk's New Groove. Yeah.
You know, he speaks squirrel.
He does speak squirrel.
If I had millions of dollars, I would learn how to speak squirrel.
And then you could talk to Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, I would ask him I could talk to Squirrel Girl. Damn. The invincible Squirrel Girl.
Patrick Warburton.
Okay.
Yeah, I looked it up because he deserves some recognition.
He does.
You know what I remember the most from? Like when I hear him. No, Seinfeld.
Oh, he was a lame boyfriend. That's right.
That stole Jerry's sex moves.
Yes.
Don't ask me why I know specific things about that show, but specific scenes and stuff. They were talking shop.
Yeah.
At a shop. And then Elaine is like, guess who did your move? So and so. I don't remember his name on the show.
That was me.
What? You stole your move. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if anybody steals Elaine's moves, they're in for big trouble.
Little kicks.
The dance episode.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I mean, with so many games right now that incorporate, like, emotes where you're dancing, why is Little Kicks not one of them?
That's really a good
question.
They
have the Carlton, which is great.
Yeah, they do have the Carlton.
And, like, everything. Bump, like, now, Xbox One, you can update your avatar.
Yeah.
He's now, like, a full-fledged 3D thing, and you can give him an emote. And they have the Carlton. I think it's like under the happy emote.
Tonto. Yeah. Jump on it.
Jump on it. Bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam.
Okay. There he goes. Josh is now what dancing the around the podcast studio.
What was the topic of this podcast?
What would we do if we won the lottery?
I think we told everyone what we would do.
Have we?
I mean...
Is there anything else that you would do?
Probably a bunch of stuff. It would probably mostly go to bail money, to be honest.
Yeah, because you're probably getting in trouble a lot.
Yeah, oh yeah.
GTA 5 up in here.
Basically. Okay, I have millions of dollars. I can basically do whatever I want. Because I can either A, pay for bail money, or B, hire the best lawyer that there is.
Maybe do both.
I would probably need to do both. I'd be so tempted to represent myself, though.
That would be glorious.
That would be. But I would want to represent myself as a lawyer and then be separately as a defendant.
Just so you could scream you can't handle the truth. Yeah. At yourself.
I would sit on the bench.
Yeah.
And then I would run in front of the bench.
And just go back and forth.
Ask myself questions. Yeah. But it'd all be okay because I'd be a millionaire. I'd be allowed to do it.
They would let you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at our political system. They let anybody do whatever they want.
That's facts.
Sure.
As long as you have money.
Exactly. That's why I'm drinking them while on my way to... Let's not even go there. That's terrible.
Okay. I think that's good. If you have anything else you would want to do with all your monies?
What I would want to do is tell our listeners to tweet at us and advise us what they would do with their millions of dollars.
Yes, not what they would do with our money.
No, because we've already got it.
We've already established that over the last hour.
Yep. Sorry. We figured it out.
We've sort of figured it out.
Mostly.
It's bail money.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
For sure it's bail money.
You're right. So what would you do if you won $1 million?
Not a million dollars. Billions of dollars.
Billions
of
lottery.
If you won, some extraordinarily exuberant amount of money.
Basically like a cheat code in GTA 5.
Yeah.
Of money.
Yeah, if you could up, down, down, left, right, BABA, start life.
Yeah. You would do that and get all the monies in the world.
Yeah.
What nerdy things would you buy or do? I don't want to hear pay the bills. I don't want to hear pay off your mortgage. I don't want to hear put away college funds
for
your kids.
Travel around the world. Nobody cares.
The only way it's cool if it's in travel around the world is if it's like in a custom hot air balloon with like the Team Rocket logo, right? With the big meows.
Oh, that's all right. Changing all of my answers.
Don't do that. That's what we're doing.
I 100% I would start Team Rocket. And I would hire geneticists to make a Pokemon.
To have a Meowth.
Yep.
I mean, we could use one of my cats.
Okay.
We could just start with that. I think Oliver would be the best one.
I would want... Not a Pikachu. Something else.
No, it would be a Meowth.
Just a Meowth.
Oh, you mean just...
Yeah, just any Pokemon.
That's true.
I don't care which one they make.
Just any. Well...
Okay. Okay.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Don't make a Magikarp. That would be the worst.
Don't make a... What's the trash one?
Oh, yeah.
Garbo or something?
Yeah, that would be awful.
Don't make the trash one.
Yeah, don't make the... Yeah, that would be terrible. We already have that. Nuclear waste just crawls all over all the time anyway.
Would you be Jesse?
Or James?
I think I'm basically James without the purple hair.
Okay. So I would be Jesse without the red hair?
Yeah.
Can I wear the skirt?
I was hoping.
Well, you've been talking about guano all episode.
Hey. I have been talking about guano all episode. Oh, how'd the podcast go? I don't know. I stayed on the topic of guano.
It was real weird. Things got squirrely.
Things did get squirrely. All right. So before we go into the next segment of No Judgment Zone? No Gavel Zone?
I don't know what nice day for a white wigging.
Yeah. Okay.
Got him.
Got me there. Well played, sir. We're going to have a moment for our ad.
We're going to hear a word from our sponsors.
Our sponsor.
Who we forgot. Just kidding. Here they come.
You know, Eric, farts can be funny.
They are hilarious.
They can, yeah. But flatulence, it also can be very embarrassing.
Ooh, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. I mean, we work in cubicles. As of right now.
That's sad.
Until this, you know, blasts off at the speed of light. I kind of get anxiety about my lunch choices. I don't want to be gassy around my coworkers.
Yeah, because then Team Rocket would be blasting off again.
Yeah. It'd be very embarrassing. I have to fart all day, and they're just going to sit there for 4 hours enjoying my fart fumes.
I don't think they're enjoying it.
They're not enjoying it. No, I'm not enjoying it. I'm sitting there ashamed. But thankfully, the people at Toot Kush, they have people like me in mind.
Tell me more about this miraculous product.
So Toucush is a very comfortable pillow that you sit on. It's a nice cushion, right? It has Pantaton microfiber cover.
Oh.
Right? It's very comfy cushion, and it comes in a variety of sizes, so it can fit my butt, your butt.
Can I customize it with different colors? And
you can. And so far, there's beige, there's black, there's navy. It customizes the majority of office chairs so it can blend in so no one really knows that you have it.
Oh.
And in the middle of it, there's mesh material, so when you release gas, it goes in there and gets transformed with essential oils.
This sounds saucy.
Yep. So it also has antimicrobial fiber.
Ooh.
Got that word on the first take. So this way, the farts don't stay. The smell doesn't stay on the cushion. It doesn't collect the odor. What it does is it transfers the odor into the essential oils and releases a nice fragrance.
Ooh. So yeah. What you can say is that your farts smell like roses?
Exactly, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because the newest scent is sweet roses.
Oh!
So when next time someone says, you
fancy.
Act like your shit smells like roses, you can say, no, but my farts do.
There you go.
See? And if you don't like roses,
that's
it also...
That's always been on my bucket list.
Right? If you had $1 million and won the lottery, you can do that.
I could.
But you don't need to be a lottery millionaire winner. This is a very affordable product. It also comes with other scents like strawberry, vanilla, lavender, and it's also machine washable in case the next fart you don't really trust.
Tell me more! Tell me more!
Where you can visit more and look at all the sizes and shapes and colors and customize your Toucush just for your bum at their website. And if you use the offer code Nerdsters, you get 10% off the order.
I'm going there right now.
Toucush, put your flatulence behind you.
Wow, what an excellent and informative commercial from our sponsor.
Glad to have them on our side.
I'm really excited for the product and or service that they will provide.
Visit their website and or call their phone number for more information.
Use the promo code Nerdsters
to get 10% off
of whatever it is that you might or might not be buying.
That's basically tax.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
All right.
So now it's time for, what's the segment?
No Judgment Zone.
Gavel-free zone.
It's a nice day for a white wigging.
I think that's the best one.
Yeah.
Please tweet us what you would like this segment to be called. It's basically, we don't judge whatever you're doing. Look, you're not hurting yourself and you're not hurting anybody else. We don't care what you're into, right?
Yeah.
We're all nerds here. Everyone's a nerd for something. So as long as you're not hurting anybody, fucking do it, okay?
Just do it!
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf it.
Yeah. Plant your flag.
Yeah. Stand there proudly.
Own it.
Bam. So what are you getting into? What have you gotten into, senor?
Well, I am building a new magic deck.
Really?
For said gathering.
Okay.
New standard has just released. Mm. Rotation is upon us in the world of Magic and the Gathering.
Smexy.
It is. I am playing on MTG Arena, which is their new online profile website.
Okay.
So, have you played Hearthstone before?
No, but I've heard of it.
Okay. Very similar in the website style. So, new animations, you get to pick a planeswalker that actually talk to you. And
that's cool.
Yeah, they'll talk smack to the other planeswalker you're playing against while you're doing it.
Is it just on the computer or is it on the phone too?
I don't think they have a mobile site yet.
Damn.
It's still in beta mode.
Okay.
But it's an open beta.
Hopefully,
so everybody can play.
Hopefully they get to the app so I can do that.
Yeah, I'm sure they will at some point in time.
Yeah. I don't have a computer.
That's why we need to win the lottery.
Yeah, so I can just buy a computer.
Yeah.
Just for that.
Just the one.
Not
that's
porn.
All you need.
I mean,
no.
Just that.
Definitely just that.
Go on.
And not, yeah. So I'm doing that.
Cool.
And cool. I am reading the new Dr. Aphra comic that just came out. Issue 25.
Nice.
Which is 21 more issues than we have. But we're catching up.
We are catching up.
So
I still gotta borrow those.
Yeah, you do. You know how I figured out how many more issues they had?
How many?
Math.
I don't like math. I'm not a fan of it.
But you do.
I don't.
I'm
not a fan of it.
That's true. You're not a fan of it. But if you were, you would appreciate that joke.
I would. I would find that hilarious.
You would.
I would be laughing in stitches.
Instead, clearly I have no comprehension of Dwarven military tactics.
You don't. And I have no comprehension of math or editing.
Which is what's going to be heavily occurring in this episode.
Yeah, just everything that I say is going to be yelling.
Tangential to this tangent.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, I'm doing that. I'm definitely going to be playing the new Spidey content.
As Black Cat.
Yes.
That's cool.
And with the new costumes.
I'm going to have to come over.
Yeah, I'm like 70% through the game now.
Are you a better Spider-Man than when we first started?
No.
You're so bad?
Yeah.
You think you'd be a good Black Cat?
No.
Sweet.
Yeah, I have no... There's no real promise for me in the superhero industry.
No.
As it turns out.
But once you get $1 million or $1 billion...
Well, yeah, then I can just have that make up for my shortcomings.
Exactly. That would it.
Yeah.
You have money.
Definitely.
I'm rich, bitch.
It works out.
Exactly.
For everybody
else. You come in, you try to save the day, you fail. Be like, you suck, and you just throw a wad of cash right in the
face.
I'm
just going to start yelling incoherent things like Kanye.
There you go. See, yeah. You can do whatever you want when you have one.
Yeah, insta-famous.
Bam.
Got it.
Cool.
Glad what about that's you? Doing
me?
Anything fun?
Well, last night, or a night that happened before this podcast, depending on when you're listening to it.
Well, last night for when we're recording this.
Yeah, last night for when we're recording this.
That's perma time.
That is. I went and I saw the musical Hamilton.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was really good. I'm not really a musical kind of person.
Did you enjoy Lord Alexander?
I did. I like I said, I'm not really a musical person, but I went with friends, and it was good.
You have those?
Some of them.
I'm kidding.
No.
I'm a friend.
I met them there.
Oh, you paid them. I pay you.
Exactly.
To be my friend.
Exactly. That's what I would do with my lottery, just buy friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard they're nice.
Buy a friend. So we saw it. No, it was really good.
Yeah.
Really entertaining. My favorite character was King George. He was hilarious.
Definitely the appropriate answer.
Yeah, he was really funny. If they come to a town near you, you should check them out. If they don't, I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube or something.
Yeah, you can watch it somewhere.
Find where you can pay for it so they get their credit, you know?
Yeah, and you're not, you know...
We had pretty decent seats. Like, we were all the way in the back, but we were right in the middle. And it's not that big of a theater.
Yeah.
But because of where I was sitting, I didn't feel like I was watching a stage. I just felt like I was watching a really big projection screen. Because there's no dimensions to when you're that far back.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I just felt like it was on a projection screen. But it's still really good.
Dang it.
Other than that, this weekend I'm probably just going to be hitting up my local mall. Walking around playing Pokemon Go.
Hey, guess what's coming out? Speaking of.
What?
The Gen 4 Pokemon.
Yeah, it came out as of I'm talking.
Yeah, as we're
Sinnoh?
Talking.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Sinnoh.
Sinnoh.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just caught a Piplup on the
Sweet.
Way here.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm excited because then there's Luxray.
Piplup for days.
Shinx. But then eventually Luxray.
Eventually Luxray.
I love Luxray.
Pachirisu.
Yep.
I want
all your good ones.
Squirrel.
Rotom.
Of Doom.
Rotom.
I think they're doing what, like Arceus and the other legendaries as well?
Yeah, they didn't announce what legendary it'll be, but it'll probably be those. So usually you keep up with that.
Yeah.
And then the other evolutions.
Oh, yeah, the evolutions.
Yeah, Leafeon and Glaceon.
Yep.
Which I wonder what I got to do to evolve those into those things. With
Pokemon
probably
go to the North Pole.
Ah, oh, man. That's a trip.
Yeah. Do well, not if you take the Polar Express.
That's true. But I'm an adult. I don't hear the bell anymore.
That's depressing.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're 30 years old. You don't hear bells, and you can tell when it's going to rain from your knees. Don't grow up, people. Just stay young.
They can't anymore.
That's true.
Peter Pan's gone. So's Toys R Us.
Man, sad times.
At Ridgemont High.
Piedmont.
Piedmont High.
You went over this.
Sad times at Piedmont High.
Sad times at North Babylon High.
Really bringing it back.
Yeah, for me anyway. That's where I went. Okay. Other than that, not really too much else.
No?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it for me.
I'm probably going to be playing some Mega Man 11.
I'm probably going to be sleeping.
That's a good pastime.
I like sleeping.
That's my favorite pastime.
I like sleeping.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Probably gonna get in some magic maybe this weekend.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I gotta fix some of my decks.
Friday night magic?
Not at a shop or anything.
No.
No.
Kitchen table magic?
Yes.
Ooh.
Or dining room table magic.
Dining room table magic?
Yeah, rumpus room. I don't discriminate on table.
Romper room.
Yeah.
My math teacher used to tell me about that.
TV dinner tray.
TV dinner tray.
Magic.
Now you're going back to the old folks home magic gathering.
I am.
Told you. Untap, upkeep, draw. Untap, upkeep, draw.
Back in my day.
We didn't have Birds of Paradise.
We didn't. Thank God we don't. Okay, I think that's enough.
Yeah.
We rambled and rattled on.
We have. Enough.
We've informed them of stuff that's going to come out.
Yep.
We've told them about interesting products and or services
that
from our sponsors.
May or may not want to purchase from the website that we may or may not have listed.
There may or may not be a movie that may or may not be coming out.
This is a lot of may and may nots.
We leave things up in the air. We let them decide.
Okay, you know? I like it. Sometime, we'll make a poll.
Sometimes ignorance and bliss. Sometimes, you know what? I don't want to believe that movie's coming out, so therefore, in my mind, it doesn't come out.
Yeah, Nerdsters, Suicide Squad 2.
Justice League.
All of the above.
Exactly.
Aquaman.
That looks pretty good.
It does actually look pretty good.
It's basically underwater Black Panther.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm okay with that.
And, you know.
Oh, there's too much CGI. They're under fucking water.
Semi-naked Jason Momoa.
They're fucking underwater. What do you expect them to do, drown?
I mean, yeah, he's in the desert. Aquaman in the desert.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of water.
What
there.
Is he going to do?
He can't do that.
Oh man, talk about out of your element.
Yeah,
no one was talking about that.
Nobody was.
I don't know why I said that.
The anti-segue.
Anyway,
you know what we're gonna segue into?
What?
This is the end.
This is the end of our show.
This is the end of our podcast.
This is the end of our podcast. Did this become a musical?
It just happened.
Nurtures a musical.
Hamilton.
Bam.
That's why you watched it.
Yeah, for Nerdsters a musical.
Prepping.
I'm with this.
Okay.
I'm okay with this.
Good talk.
Thank you for listening.
Yep.
Or putting up with us.
Definitely both of those.
Definitely both of those. Please hit us up.
Yep.
At NerdsterJosh on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
At NerdsterE on Twitter.
Also that.
Eventually there will be a Nerdsters.net.
There will be a Nerdsters.com.
.com?
We're registered.
Really?
We're in production.
Oh my god, we're registered.
Don't tell anyone.
Check out our registry.
I'm sorry, but your princess is in another castle.
What else? Oh, if you actually do have a product in their service you would like us to promote, you can contact me at nerdsterjosh@gmail.com.
You can.
Do you have an email?
I am... NerdsterEric@gmail.com.
Yeah, you are. Are you?
I am.
Okay, cool.
I had to make sure of it.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We established social media.
Boom.
All right, guys. Again, thank you for listening. Issue 4. We're trying to get better as we do this. We're inching along. We're baby birds. We're just trying to fly.
Hopefully, we're like one step forward and two steps back.
That's a dance, though.
It is.
So hopefully it's entertaining. That's the point of this.
I think it will be.
And I hopefully they think so too.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Good night. And Eric likes math.
No!